Listen live online to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show at WNSR.com.
Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. And speaking of which, one of the things I'm thankful for is having great friends and individuals who I respect who cover the sports landscape. And one of those, our next guest, Doug Segrist, formerly with the Nashville Banner, now down in Birmingham, co-hosting the TV show The Zone in Birmingham on ABC 3340, as well as a contributor to the Montgomery Advertiser as well. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Ballpark. Happy Thanksgiving.
It's also nice, too, and I know that you feel the same way. When you have questions, it's nice to know people in high places. Because and the thing, too, after COVID for me, you know, my memory is just it's getting like a little fog, a little hazy still a few weeks later. So, yeah. And I felt like I had the answer, but I just wanted to double check. So I checked in with my good buddy down in Birmingham with the SEC office, Chuck Dunlap. Because I've heard people speculating, well, Nick Saban, I'm sure that they can find a booth somewhere isolated or maybe do it electronic-wise. Yeah, you can coach as far as practice using computers and Zoom meetings and all that. But per the NCAA rules, he is not allowed to coach at the stadium, nor is he allowed to be coaching in any aspect as far as via electronic means.
Yeah, I mean, then you get into an Astros situation where you're using an advantage. You know, you might pick up something from the broadcast. You might pick up something from different angles. So, I mean, this is a solid rule. And I hear a lot of fans and see on some message boards, well, you know, he can just call in from home. He can watch it on TV. Well, you can't for just that reason.
Absolutely. So now that we've got that clarified, and I was pretty sure that was the case, I just wanted to double check to make sure.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that talk about how, you know, going into the Georgia game, how beneficial is it now knowing that Alabama thought they were going to be playing that Georgia game without Nick Saban coaching? In fact, I think they flew in the test results to make sure he was eligible to be able to coach that game against the Georgia Bulldogs. But the fact that they already have gone through this, where everybody knows their roles in this situation, they were already prepared to do it before, and talking about how that, you know, with the false positive that Nick Saban had back in October, how beneficial it is coming up this week against the Auburn Tigers.
Well, it's beneficial because they tabletopped it. You know, they knew going in the Georgia game, this was how it would work if it came to that. But I guarantee, knowing Nick Saban, I mean, they prepared for this possibility back in July when we first started talking about how we were going to resume the season. You know, and you add on top of that, he's got a very experienced coaching staff. He's got at least, I'm just going off the top of my head, three head coaches who are analysts, you know, one of whom can step in on the field, whether it's Butch Jones or whether it's
no Butch Jones, please, no Butch Jones.
Well, I mean, he's got somebody that can, you know, can help him, maybe help Sark see stuff, and you know, that's one of the rules also, that you can step somebody into that on-field position for that game. But I mean, he's just got a very veteran staff, and they already know what they're doing. And I just think of all the coaching staff in the country, this one is going to be as prepared as anyone.
By the way, Auburn, a 24.5-point underdog. I did the math and looked back at this series with Gus Malzahn. I'm just not buying it. Do I believe Alabama is going to have a blowout win, probably like 42-17 or something like that? Absolutely. But I'm not buying the 24.5-point spread there that Alabama's favored on Saturday.
Listen, I agree. A month ago, I think Auburn was very average, was a pedestrian team. And since then, they have improved dramatically, particularly up front. And in terms of identifying playmakers. So this is a much different team than the one that lost to Georgia early in the season. They are a legit top 15 team now. Now, defensively, they're very good. It's not what we're used to seeing. Of course, nobody has a defense like what we used to see. They are capable of holding Alabama close to that magical 35-point number that they've reached 20 straight games. They also have a little confidence. You know, that two pick sixes last year kind of swung the game against Mac Jones. Now, it was only his second start, but he was a little shaky, so they've got that going in there. And I think if you look at their offense, they are playing much better of late. The key to me is how healthy is Tank Bigsby? Can he go? Ham, the tackle, is he good enough to go? Because, again, that offensive line has really improved dramatically. One of the most improved units I've seen in an Auburn season in a long time. But they've got the horses. This is a pretty deep team, and they have kind of started to put together. So I think you're looking at 21 points kind of being the real margin, and that's probably the max.
By the way, as much as people have talked about the Alabama defense this year, going into this game on Saturday, the number one scoring defense in the SEC, that's worth noting as well. Vanderbilt was supposed to host Tennessee on Saturday night. And we talked about this last week because of that ruling two Fridays ago that the week of November 28th, December 5th, December 12th, December 19th, you know, just because it says it right now on paper means nothing. And we got that information earlier this week on Monday. With that game between Tennessee and Vanderbilt getting called off, Vanderbilt now goes from a home game, now on the road to take on Missouri. The part that I'm trying to figure out, how is Missouri a 15-point favorite against Vanderbilt Saturday?
I think that's just kind of a national perception, and people aren't paying attention to how much better Vanderbilt has gotten each and every week. I had a Missouri friend reach out to me today and said, this game scares the heck out of him because Vanderbilt is really playing good ball right now. And this is a Missouri team that has struggled of late. Really, they've been inconsistent all year long. So I think it's got the attention of Missouri fans for certain.
Well, yeah, because I go, you know, talking about money lines and things like that. Now that betting is legal in Tennessee, I go back 2 weeks ago. I had Vanderbilt to win that game outright against Kentucky, and they entered that ball game 17-point underdogs in that one. So, remember last year Vanderbilt beat Missouri. Missouri came into the game ranked 22nd in the country, favored by 21 against Vanderbilt, and Vanderbilt won that game by a touchdown. So a little bit of a head-scratcher. Another game that's really intriguing to see what Texas A&M and LSU, how that plays out as well coming up this weekend.
Yeah, LSU has so much going on behind the scenes. Can they put it together? Again, you know, they're up and down offensively. Defensively, I don't even think they try to play defense. And this is a A&M team that still is in the hunt for a college football playoff bid. And, you know, they really need this win, and they really need they're kind of at the point where they need style points to impress the committee because, you know, they're going to have to prove that they're better than one of the group of five supers if it gets to that point. They're going to need a lot of luck, but they're also going to need to be really pressured down the stretch. So all the pressure's on Texas A&M.
By the way, I think Notre Dame goes down on Friday at North Carolina, which really sets up a lot of strange things. Because here's the thing, Notre Dame's only favored by 4.5 in the first place.
That's true.
But it opens up the door for a Texas A&M if they finish this season strong. You know, they don't have to worry about playing in the SEC championship game and getting another loss. They're sitting there pretty. Here's Florida already with one loss. If they lose, if they are playing Alabama in the SEC championship game and lose that's their second loss. Texas A&M is just in an outstanding position right now to slip in there and be one of those four playoff teams.
Oh, I agree. They're in great position. A lot has to happen around the rest of the country, and you're going to see a lot of the talking heads, even if all the dominoes fall, say, well, wait now, Brigham Young, look, they passed the eye test. Cincinnati, you know, has played a decent schedule. They passed the eye test. But when you look at what Texas A&M has done, they've only really got two marks against them, a subpar performance against Vanderbilt and then the loss to Alabama, but that was very early. They've improved dramatically.
Doug, always a pleasure. Once again, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. If you're not following Doug already, you can do so on Twitter at DSegrist. Look forward to visiting with you again on Saturday for our Countdown to Kickoff tailgate show at 11:05. But until then, happy eating for you and your family. Be safe, and we'll talk soon.
You stay safe as well. Thanks, buddy.
I will. Thank you.